using teeth and claws, Mira ripped the sack apart.
Broggle, don't ask questions. Take Derby, I'll take Fiegel. Run for the abbey. This way, not that way. If you see red wallers in the woods, tell them to get inside quickly. Now go, as fast as you can. I'll be right behind you.
Aoife and Valog kept their eyes riveted on a low bush where Fwail had gone to earth. Valog sent an arrow ripping into it, and there was a faint scream. The bow beast smiled, notching another shaft to his bowstring, and both vermin advanced slowly. The delivery of the second arrow was followed by a low gasp. Valog Bowby straightened up confidently.
First one wounded her, but that second arrow finished her off.
They arrived at the bush to find both arrows buried in the soil at its roots. Furiously, they began destroying the shrub to find their elusive foe. A rain of pebbles dropped on the heads from the upper branches of a nearby elm, followed by a dramatic cry.
Oh, you got me! That first one wounded me, but the second arrow finished me off. Ooh!
Fail shot off through the treetops, too high and fast for any arrow to follow. Aoife looked stone-faced at his companion.
I'll wager when we get back to that sack, those young'uns will be well gone.
It was Valak's turn to sound sarcastic.
Did you think of that all by yourself?
It was late afternoon. All gates had been secured and every red waller was safe inside the abbey. Mira had lookouts and wall guards posted all around the ramparts. The elders were holding an impromptu meeting in Cavern Hall, and she hurried down to join them. Seldom had she seen Cregor so wrathful. The badger mum brought a paw down on the table with a blow that almost split it. She bared her teeth, growling ferociously.
Vermin in Mossflower trying to steal our dibbins. If I had sight of just one eye, they'd wish their mothers never gave birth to them. You saw them, Mira. What were they like?
As best she could, the otter maid described Valog and Aoife, mentioning the barbarous facial tattoos of the Juska clan. Burab waited until she had finished.
Sound like a right pair of scallywags, if you ask me. Young Fwail said there was another, an old rat, but one of those two bounders slew him with an arrow, what? Scouting party, that's what us chaps need. Spot of reckying in the jolly old woodlands, what? See how many more of the tattooed blighters are out there, and so on. Right, I volunteer to command said party.
Mira took it on herself to interrupt the hare.
I think Fwail can do all the scouting and spying that's required. She's a very courageous creature and deserves our wholehearted thanks for her brave efforts. Thank you for your kind offer, Mr. Burab, but it would be better if you stayed put here. There's few enough of fighting age since Skipper and his crew went off to the hullabaloo. This abbey and its creatures' safety is our main concern. We don't want any outside skirmishes. The defence of Redwall is most important.